You're listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick.
Community support for Amy's Kid Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us.
Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and I am so excited to be in the radio station live again today for Amy's Kids Show. It's another Saturday morning where I am. I don't know where you are or when you are while you're listening to the show, but I am so excited to be here today because I am going to keep on celebrating on the theme that we've been working on for the past few weeks. And that's just because it's so super important. Well, you know how I love to celebrate, like, everything. Because, like, every day, every minute. Whoa, wait, what am I saying? Every second. There are trillions and trillions of reasons to celebrate. Everything is happening all around us. And here in springtime in Vermont, it's really easy to know that, right? To see everything happening all at once. Everything's growing. Everybody's buzzing everywhere. The bugs, the people, everybody. And there's so much to do. And there's so much cooperation going on, right? The wind is blowing and the leaves are moving and it's just amazing. And anyway, I'm getting off track here because you're probably trying to remember. Are you scratching your head right now and trying to remember what the theme is? Or maybe you're listening to my shows out of order, and so you have no idea what the last theme was. Well, we are celebrating our neighbors, and we are celebrating the fact that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Yes, we do. Whether we think we should or not. We probably are doing that right now. And we're going to be exploring that idea a little bit more today. Because, of course, we have to remember that to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, we have to figure out how do we love ourselves. Yeah, I'm scratching my head on that one too. Boy, that's kind of where it all starts, isn't it? How do we love ourselves? Because then that's how we're going to treat everyone else. And so I just found out that a loved one of mine had a famous saying that I didn't even know about. See, that's how we're learning all the time. I learn all the time about everybody. People I think I knew, right? I learn new things every day. Well, I found out that my loved one's famous saying went like this. Be nice. It's festival time. Be nice. It's festival time. Well, I had to scratch my head and say, well, when would he say that? Well, I would imagine he had a reason to say that every day. Isn't that true? Because every day is festival time. So some of you out there might know this next song because maybe you would start the day this way by celebrating your neighbors. This song is called Good Morning Neighbors, and maybe you can make up a dance if you don't know one to move along. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, neighbors. Hello, how do you do? I'd like to spend some time together sitting next to you. I hope your day is happy. I hope your day is fine. When your day is over, you'll be a friend of mine. And we're all here together. And we're all having fun. We won't hurt one another. That's my promise to everyone. To everyone. Good morning, neighbors. Hello, how do you do? I'd like to spend some time together sitting next to you. I hope your day is happy. I hope your day is fine. And when your day is over, you'll be a friend of mine. Everyone. That's my promise to everyone. Everyone, and we're all here together, and we're all having fun. We won't hurt one another. That's my promise to everyone. That's my promise to everyone. That's my promise to everyone.
A sad feeling deep in your heart. You want to go out, but it's raining out there. I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. When they take you someplace and you sit in a chair, I want you to know I care. When you tell a big lie and your parents are mean, when being grown up is a faraway dream, when they're filling your teeth and cutting your hair, I want you to know I care. I care. I do. There's no one like you. I mention your name when I'm saying my prayers, I want you to know I care. When you have a bad cold and you can't go out, When you sit for a week with that thing in your mouth, when you sleep in the dark and there's something out there, I want you to know I care. I care, I do. There's no one like you. And sometimes I act like a grouchy old bear. I want you to know I care. I love you too much.
Last song ended with I Love You Too Much, which is funny because I have this book here called I Love You Forever, and it has these little quotes. And one of the quotes in this book I wanted to read to you today, which apparently I guess I should. I was got a little hint from that last song that maybe I should read this for you today. It says, to get more out of life, give more of yourself. So to get more, you give more, right? It's sort of that idea of working together, right? To get things done. The more we work together, the more we care. Boy, we're back to caring, aren't we? Well, if you care for your neighbors the way you care for yourself, right? Then it all starts with how do we care for ourselves? Do we care? Do we care about ourselves? Well, today's story is all about that. It's my favorite story on that subject. It's called Pierre. Pierre, a cautionary tale in five chapters and a prologue by Maurice Sendak. And it's all about caring. Pierre doesn't care as we start this story here. And so what happens to him? Well, he doesn't care how he takes care of himself. He doesn't care whether he's helping his parents or not, whether he's sitting in a chair the proper way or not. And so he doesn't care. He doesn't care if he makes a mess. He doesn't care if he gets left at home. And I always wonder when I read this story, is it true? Does he really not care? Or is he maybe thinking people don't care about him, right? Right? Because usually when we don't care, it's because we think other people don't care. But I've been wondering, can you get anybody to care by not caring about anybody? Does that make sense? If I feel like people don't care, so what am I going to do? I'm not going to care either. And that's going to make things better somehow. Right? I mean, even when I just think about that, I don't care. I can feel my heart close. I can feel my heart in my chest just literally like close, like clamp up, like there's a big cage around it. And instead, if I do the opposite, if I say, wow, you know what? I do care, you know, and wow, I am grateful for all the miracles that are happening every day, because every day is festival time. Every day is time to be nice, because if I can just be nice and kind and care, well, it's better for me. For sure. And then maybe I'll get more back. I'm going to experiment with that, right? And see how that works. So anyway, this story is about Pierre, and it's about caring and all that stuff I just talked about, including sitting in chairs. So here we go. Prologue. There once was a boy named Pierre who would say, I don't care. Read his story, my friend, for you'll find at the end that a suitable moral lies there. Chapter 1. One day, his mother said, when Pierre climbed out of bed, "Good morning, darling boy, you are my only joy." Pierre said, "I don't care." "What would you like to eat?" "I don't care." "Some lovely cream of wheat?" "I don't care." "Oh, don't sit backwards on your chair." "I don't care." "Or pour syrup in your hair?" "I don't care." Honey, you're acting like a clown. I don't care. And we have to go to town, sweetie. I don't care. Why don't you want to come, my dear? I don't care. Would you really rather stay right here? I don't care. So, his mother left him there. That's what my mother would do. Leave me there. Chapter 2. His father said, "Get off your head or I will march you up to bed." Because Pierre is standing on his head on a chair. I don't even know if that's possible. I would definitely not do that on a folding chair like he is. That looks rather dangerous. But anyway, he doesn't care, does he? So apparently he doesn't care that he might fall and get hurt. All right. So his father said, "Get off your head or I will march you up to bed." Pierre said, well, you know what he said. We can say it together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. "I don't care." "I would think that you could see." "I don't care." "Your head is where your feet should be." "I don't care." "If you keep standing upside down." "I don't care." "We'll never, ever get to town." "I don't care." "Oh, if only you would say I care." "I don't care." "I'd let you fold the folding chair." "I don't care." So, his parents left him there. They didn't take him anywhere. Chapter 3. Now, as the night began to fall, a hungry lion paid a call. He looked Pierre right in the eye and asked him if he'd like to die. Well, Pierre said, Oh no. What did Pierre say? What do you guys think Pierre said? 1, 2, 3. "I don't care." So the lion said, "I can eat you. Don't you see? And you will be inside of me. Then you'll never have to bother with a mother and a father." Pierre said, "I don't care." "Is that all you have to say?" "I don't care." "Then I'll eat you, if I may." "I don't care." So, the lion ate Pierre. Chapter 4. Arriving home at 6 o'clock, his parents had a dreadful shock. They found the lion sick in bed and cried, "Oh, Pierre is surely dead." They pulled the lion by the hair. They hit him with a folding chair. You know which folding chair. His mother asked, "Where is Pierre?" The lion answered, "I don't care." His father said, "Pierre's in there." Chapter 5. They rushed the lion into town. The doctor shook him up and down. And when the lion gave a roar, Pierre fell out upon the floor. When the lion gave a roar, Pierre fell out upon the floor. Yay! There's Pierre looking surprised. Oh, he rubbed his eyes and scratched his head and laughed because he wasn't dead. His mother cried and held him tight. His father asked, "Are you all right?" Pierre said, "I'm feeling fine. Please take me home. It's 9:30. The lion said, "If you would care to climb on me, I'll take you there." Then everyone looked at Pierre, who shouted, "Yes, indeed, I care." The lion took them home to rest. and stayed on as a weekend guest. The moral of Pierre is, what do you think? Care. The end. I love that story, guys. And, you know, I've been thinking about it. I really have been thinking about it. You know, a lot of times stories have things like lions in them and dramatic parts, right? Because life can be dramatic. And there are lions, of course, that children should worry about when they're left home alone. Well, you know, maybe literal lions, depending on if you live in the jungle or somewhere where lions live. But there are other kinds of lions, right? So, sometimes a story has something in it like a lion, but what they really mean is something else, right? So what else could the lion be? If it's not really an actual lion, what is it? What is it that finally comes along and eats Pierre and threatens his very life, right? Come on, Pierre, do you care? Do you want to live? Do you want to be part of this planet? Do you want to help out? Do you want to be here? And Pierre had to kind of deal with that, right? Did he? Well, it turned out he had to kind of find out the hard way, didn't he? And I kind of think of the lion as being Pierre's anger, maybe, you know? I mean, why doesn't Pierre care anyway? Maybe he's angry. Maybe he's closed his heart. Maybe he thinks, people don't care about me, so I'm not going to care about them, so I'm going to close my heart, right? Well, eventually, that anger, right, it had to come out. It came out in a roar. And what happened when the lion gave a roar? Well, Pierre fell out upon the floor. And I just love the joy at that moment when he realizes that he actually, yes, indeed, I care. He shouts it. Yes, indeed, I care. I love that story. All right, so we're going to keep celebrating Carole King because she sings some songs about this. And my mom loves Carole King. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah.
Well, folks, what's going on in your simple, humble neighborhood today? Well, remember that a lot of it has to do with you, too, you know. What's going on? Well, what are you doing today? Are you going to get up and go outside and play and find some folks to play with and find some things to make and find some things to do? Maybe you'll put on a big dramatic play in the backyard, right? Like Rosie did in that last song. You know, that's how she learned, right? How to do that was doing that when she was a kid with her friends, right? Maybe you're going to build something together. Maybe you're going to, I don't know, plant something or go fishing or I don't know. What are you going to do today? Well, it all starts with you. And then when you step out your door, you're in your simple, humble neighborhood, right? With all your simple, humble neighbors. And we all have to learn to get along if we're going to get things done and have a fun place to live. And that's why I'm really grateful today for all kinds of people, but especially for my mom, who would always say, go outside and play. It's nice out. And that's where I learned, right? How to get along with my friends in the neighborhood and how to have friends and how to be good to myself and how to roar once in a while if I'm angry, right? Let it out. A little drama is always appropriate. Have you ever had friends you have a little drama with? Yeah. But I still don't want to live on the moon. I still want to live here with you. Thanks for joining me.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish and an oyster and clam aren't real family. So I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam and then I will make a wish on a star and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Chances I'll take. such a step. We're boys and girls together. Oh, we go one step, two step, one step, two step. We're boys and girls together. Then we go right, left, right, left. Alamed left and a grand right left. We're boys and girls together. Oh, right, left, right, left. Alamed left and right. Then we go boys to the left, girls to the right. We stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Boys go center, the girls go back. Boys go center, the girls go back. Boys go up, the girls go down. The boys go up, the girls go down. Boys go in, the girls go out. The boys go in, the girls go out. Boys go left, the girls go right. The boys go left, the girls go right. Boys go left, the girls go right. We stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. Boys and
sing the chorus.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. You sing it by yourselves.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Neighbors learn to share. Neighbors learn to care. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Let's sing it together.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Again.
A neighborhood is a friendly place.
A neighborhood is a friendly place. Girls and boys, when I was a child, my family and I lived in many different neighborhoods. In fact, every May 1st, we moved from one neighborhood to another. It was moving day for lots of people. Let's sing the chorus once more. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once again. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Sing it with me. A neighborhood is a friendly place. Once more. A neighborhood is a friendly place.
In the block. Use your eyes to look up. Use your ears to hear. Walk up to the corner when the coast is clear. And wait until you see the light turn green. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play. Sweet and high, a jazz song or a lullaby. You'll hear a mellow tone you won't forget when you're listening to the clarinet.
Oh, clarinet is playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. Oh, clarinet is playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play.
Come two members of the brass family. The trumpet, hi there. And the tuba, hi there. Or should I say, lo there.
What did he say?
I don't know.
I think he said, knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Tuba?
Tuba, who?
Plays way down low, as low as any note can go. And a trumpet sings out bright and strong. It'll make you want to sing along.
To join the band.
It's a trombone, a slide trombone, and a piano too, and a drum too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's fun to hear a big trombone go sliding with its mellow tone. Then there's drums and a piano too, all playing in our band for you.
Folks, we have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show today, and we have continued our celebration of our neighbors and our neighborhoods. Wherever you live, wherever people come together, that's what we do. Naturally, human beings love to make great neighborhoods and kind neighborhoods. And what does Ella call it? Ella calls it A neighborhood is a friendly place. Right? Ella Jenkins, I love her song about that. A neighborhood is a friendly place. And that's true. And where does it start? It starts with you and it starts with me and what we decide to do today. What are we going to decide to do today? What are we going to care about today is really kind of what we're asking, right? Well, we should start with caring for ourselves. Take very good care of yourself. Love yourself. Clean yourself. Feed yourself. Listen to some grown-ups, right? I mean, in that story, Pierre, when his mother, you know, was trying to get him to eat his breakfast and sit in a chair, right? Was she doing that? Why was she doing that? Because she cares, right? Of course, she wants Pierre to eat good food and come to town and meet everybody and be part of the neighborhood and sit in a chair. Well, and you might think that's a silly thing, but I actually heard references in a couple of songs at least today about chairs. Now, why are chairs so important? Well, it isn't really so much the chair, although it is nice. I feel very grateful for this nice, comfy chair I'm sitting in right now. And just sitting up in a chair just feels so good, right? It's quite an improvement for humans, right, to sit in a chair together. But it also just helps us relax, and it helps us come to the table together. And that's a human, well, that's a human thing to do, to come together, whether it's in a circle, on the floor, or around a table when you're more grown up. That's how things get done, right? I mean, how did Pierre even have breakfast to eat? Well, a bunch of grown-ups, and probably kids too sometimes, came together and helped. They came together at a table, put their heads together, scratched their heads, and they cared. They cared about making porridge for children to eat. And then they went out there, out in the fields, and grew it, right? That's a lot of hard work. That's a lot of love, guys. That's love. Even when Pierre's dad says, sit up in that chair, right, or I'm going to have to send you upstairs to your room. That's his way of showing care, too, right? Sometimes the lions need to roar to show we care. And the end idea we're all coming back to, of course, is to be nice because it's festival time. Like my loved one is famous, apparently, for saying. Because every day is a festival. A festival celebrating you and me and everyone together. Have a great week, folks. Thanks for joining me.
When the TV won't work and your toys fall apart and you have a sad feeling deep in your heart, you want to go out, but it's raining out there. I want you to know I care.
WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick. Online at www.